two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Dave and Debbie Differ.
You are a child's plaything.
You are a sad, strange little man.
They differ daily.
I love when we differ.
I thought that was the entire show. Why is this segment special?
Because I like to have fun with it when we can. So you love being a parent.
Yeah.
I know you love being a parent. You'll especially love being a parent after you become an empty nester. And that's not just according to Debbie Janovic. That is according to CNN. It's a story I found posted on KSL News Radio.
You mean once you've kicked the kids out, you enjoy being a parent even more?
Yeah. Here's how we're different in this segment. I'm an empty nester, just about, pretty much. My 19-year-old lives with me, but she's gone all the time, busy, travels a lot, and goes to school full-time and works, I don't even know how many jobs. And you have four kids bouncing around your house all day long.
All the time. I am all kids all the time.
You love it?
I do. It's awesome. And I can't imagine. I would think that once they leave, that would be sad. Like, I don't look forward to this.
No.
Like, they're my buddies.
Let me give you the timeline, according to Debbie. If I was listening to the show right now as a mom of toddlers, and that would have been in the early 2000s, I'd say, no way, woman, you are so wrong. I love having my little babies, and they're just with me all the time, and they're cute, and I've gotten them past the baby phase, and they're now fun, and they're toddlers, and we're going to have a... And then as a mom of teens, I would have said, what's that lady saying on the radio there? I'm a little intrigued. My life's going to improve?
Teens are the worst.
Tell me more. Give me hope. And today, now, as, like I said, a 99.9% empty nester, I get it. Dave, you're going to be so much happier.
There's no way.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, I want to address the fact that you're pretending that you loved the toddler stage. But I want ice cream. Like, buddy, I just bought you ice cream. You ate it all. I want ice cream.
I love that stage.
You are completely and totally irrational, four-year-old. Leave me alone. That is not the happiest.
Not when I had troubles with my kids. It just didn't happen. I mean, I remember my kid, when I told you my kid was a preteen. He starts growing his hair long and he doesn't want to cut it. I mean, you know, I just started having like mouthy kids and kids that suddenly start thinking that they run the world and they run the household. You know what I'm talking about.
I totally know what you're talking about.
And they're telling you how to do your job.
As a matter of fact, Father, I have some opinions on this. I think it's fascinating. My favorite part of having teenage kids is to see how their mind works. Because it doesn't work in a normal way. It's not supposed to. They're much more creative. They don't have their ideas and thoughts and intellect cemented like we do as parents. They're much more pliable. And I think that is so interesting. And I love to have conversations with them because I legitimately am interested in how their brain works.
So you're probably wondering why, Dave, I would be so happy. You think, oh, you're alone now. Like you said, you'd be so sad. Researchers asked 55,000 people. So this is no small study. This is a major,
massive.
Undertaking. Over the age of 50. So ding, 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 ding. That'd be me. One big factor, they said their kids became social support. So it was sort of like you're reversing roles, but they're more like friends I feel like my kids have become more like friends in a way. I mean, they're still your kids, so you're still giving them advice they don't want, and they still aren't showing up for dinner when they should. But they're still, but mostly it just feels friendly.
Yeah.
And I love that.
There's more in common.
Yeah.
Like, you're not pretending to care about Pokemon.
I'm like, not turning around going, sit down, stop talking, we're in public.
No, buddy, I love talking about Pokemon. Let's keep this conversation going for another 45 minutes.
So if you're an empty nester, we're talking to you. Yeah, you. And we're talking to parents that aren't empty nesters, because I've just read a survey that says there's hope that you will be happier once your kids fly out of the nest. The hopeful advice, are you an empty nester? Give us a call, 801-575-7668, and give us your hopeful advice for the non-empty nesters.
Dave and Dujanovic, next up.
It's go time, people. Are you ready?
News at 12. News at 12. Then Lloyd Matheson at 12:30.
Taking people apart, looking for the fight, beating up the other side. It's a zero-sum game
on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dujanovic.
New research shows you're happier if you have kids versus going through life childless, but you'll be happiest as a parent once they're grown and gone.
So once you've done your good work, raised them, kicked them out of the house, that's when you're happiest?
Yes. They actually surveyed 55,000 people over the age of 50, and they said one big factor for their happiness is because their kids had become social support.
They become your buddies.
They're your buddy. So I wondered how this affects marriages. And I was listening to a marriage expert online. Her name's Julie Baumgartner. She's on PBS. Let's just play a little bit of what I heard.
Really, from the moment your child is born, you are planning for the empty nest. You are raising an adult who is really, I mean, it is their job to launch, to go out into the world and to be ready to tackle the world. Not that they don't need you anymore, but they need you in a different way.
And this is what I did wrong. Dave, you know how on TV news, you're a producer. I was a producer for a while. We used to have to back time the show.
Yeah.
Every show. Look, you know, most people think it's 36 minutes or whatever. There's commercials we have to take out. We got to take out some for sports. We got to take out some for. We had to back time the show. So we got out
exactly
precisely at the right time so we could then turn the time over to network and whatever show network is. So I once sat down at home and I had three kids, all little, and I started back timing my life. And I was in the thick of it. And it was probably a really tough mommy day. And I figured out that I would be 51 years old when my last child flew the coop. And that's the last thing I ever thought about being an empty nester. I did not plan one bit for them to be gone. I just went through life raising kids.
What do you mean you didn't plan for
it? Well,
like, you knew that it was going to happen, or you weren't trying to keep your claws in them, were
you? Oh, no. I'm very much about, there's the door. It's been lovely. You've had a lovely 18-year stay.
You had a good run. Great. Get out of my house.
I didn't plan for, what am I going to do with my, what does my life look like after my kids? Because I was always Lizzie's mom, CJ's mom, and Katie's mom. I was in my own personal life, I didn't really plan for, okay, what happens when they're their own people and they're out on their own? Just didn't have a good idea. I just flew by the seat of my pants, and here I am in a chair by you.
What happened? How did I get there? I was a TV gal. I wonder, when I saw this study that says you're happiest when your kids are gone, it kind of paints a picture that I'm so done with raising kids. Was that the feeling of this study as you were reading it?
A little bit. And a little bit of my own life. I mean, you kind of get to the point, I think, where it's mommy, it's daddy burnout. And you're ready for, I became ready for them to go live their own life. Maybe a little bit of that was burnout, but mostly because I was super excited to see what they would become. And, you know, how would they do in college? Would they go to college? How would they do in the workforce? What would they do for a career? And I'm really excited as they come back to me now and say, okay, how do I invest and how do I buy a home and how do I, when should I, you know, sell this car? It's 10 years old and get a new car. And they're asking those really cool questions that I always looked forward to them asking me one day. Like, they trust me.
What advice would you have for the empty nester crowd? I mean, you're still really new into it, just a few years into it. But do you have advice that for me, for Dave Noriega, because you're right, in the next 5 years, three of my kids are gone. They're out.
Yeah, you'll be an empty nester. The fourth. Well,
the fourth.
He'll take care of himself.
The baby, yeah. We've given up at that point, right?
The best advice that I found, Dave, was this.
So putting your marriage first and then your children, actually, it's not only just good for your marriage, it's good for your children because they need to know that they're not going to be the center of everyone's attention all the time.
You should be putting your marriage first right now.
Yeah, this is something my parents were crazy about. Like Friday night, don't even bother them. Friday night was mom and dad's date night, and it was religious. Every single week, they were out. No apologies. I'm like, Mom, where are you going? You're not taking me to the movie? She's like, date night, you stay home. And that was something that I really took into my marriage because my parents were, honestly, they were crazy about it. Like there was no wiggle room on it. It was Friday night is date night. The house can be burning down, and it's like, we'll be back at 11. So, I mean, if you can just try to put out the fire as best you can, otherwise we'll tackle it when we get home.
On the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, I think this listener echoes what you've just said. He said, we're like a couple of newlyweds again after 30 years.
I like that.
Yeah. And then another one says, I've been an empty nester for 3 days now. So far, so good. It'll just keep getting better. The other piece of advice I would give, and what do I know? I've only been an empty nester, sort of. I'm going to say I'm 99.9% of the way there because I've got a 19-year-old at home who really isn't at home all that much. She's on the go a lot. Is go have fun. Go have fun. Go, you know, go travel if you can afford it. You know, go reacquaint yourself with good friends. I have a whole new network of friends, Dave, because I have freedom to have friends.
Yeah, and some disposable income. Finally, all disposable income when you have kids goes to the kids. It's not really disposable. It's been claimed far in advance. One of our texters also said, you are happiest when you become a grandpa. Just saying.
Because you can give them back. You can love them, you can spoil them, and then you can give them back.
I've never understood that concept. I can't wrap my head around it. I just can't imagine liking a grandchild nearly as much as I like my own kids. My kids are way great.
Before we go to break, I want to bring our listeners, Dave, back up to speed on this shutdown of I-80 right around the airport. We're looking at traffic camera zoom in and out. It looks like most of the flames, that is, Chopper 5 live video, most of the flames up. There's a new line of flames right there in the grass right by I-80. Still some smoke in the area. I-80, both directions by the airport shut down.
You can watch this live. It is Chopper 5. It's a live shot, and you can download the KSL News Radio app and watch as firefighters are systematically going about it. It doesn't seem overly urgent or concerned. There's one firefighter standing in a field just kind of shooting down the flames, though there are several trucks, many trucks that are surrounding the area. They're trying to get this contained. I-80 has been shut down both ways. As you alluded to, Debbie, and We're just watching firefighters just kind of go about it.
Well, we don't have – actually, there's several firefighters I can see. They're fighting that fire. And we do not have a timeline on when they're going to reopen I-80. When the Chopper 5 camera was pulled back, I could see a long line of cars along I-80. Looks like they're being shuttled off the freeway there. Our entire team of reporters and producers all over this story as it develops again. I-80, eastbound and westbound by the airport – closed down right now because of a fire.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.